EPL Montana included the cost for mitigating for the damages caused by operations during Montana Power Company's 10-year and during PPL Montana's 10-year. And, of course, we opposed that, said, no, that's not correct. Those costs should not be included, and the panel agreed with us.
And they did come out with a figure a little higher than what the tribe proposed. You were offering $14 million. They came out a little over $18 million, but still much lower than the $50 million that PP&L wanted. So really you feel like, I'm sure, that the arbitration panel basically did what you hoped they would do?
Yeah, they did. There were five areas that we had disputed the price on. And in a couple of those areas, the panel did not agree with us. For example, we said that there should have been an updated depreciation schedule put in place for the tangible plant items, and the panel didn't agree with us on that point. So that was about the $2 million difference between the 14.4 and the 16.6, which was in the preliminary ruling. And then there were a couple items that were in the intangible plant, which is where the mitigation dollars were included, that the panel allowed to be included in the price. So all in all, though, we didn't dispute those at the end of the day, and we feel pretty good about the price that we got.
And so the next step is what?
So we have filed an official notification to the FERC and other parties.
And FERC is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Yeah, that's correct. That we intend to acquire on September 5th of 2015. So that's in place. The next step then is to write a check. There are no other federal actions required. The license negotiations that took place in 1985 put all the mechanisms in place. So we simply pay the price, and the facility transfers over to the tribes, and away we go. Now, of course, that's the next steps officially, but, of course, we have 18 months to get ready to operate, and we're off and running and doing that, and there are quite a few things that need to be done there, Sally.
And that was my next question, is you do now need to prepare for the actual operation of the plant, and will you be hiring new people? Have you begun to do that, or what's the next step?
Yeah, actually, we've already started that process in about a year and a few months back. The tribes created Energy Keepers Incorporated, which is a Section 17 corporation solely owned by the tribes. And it is, we have been bringing on staff and getting prepared to operate the facility. We have four tribal members in training as operators with PPL Montana already. They've been there since January of last year. I've got about half of a 20-person crew hired and on board and up and running. So we still have a few more to pull together and then get all of our operating policies and procedures in place, and away we go.
The energy from Ker Dam has always been sold on the open market. Will that continue? Will that still be your market?
Yes, that's correct.
And the dam was named after a former president of Montana Power, Frank Kerr. You're going to change the name.
Yes, yeah. The tribes have always had in mind that when we acquired, we would change the name and make it something more appropriate from the tribe's perspective and not necessarily from Montana Power Company's perspective.
Do you have any notion of how that name will be picked? Will you solicit, I assume, suggestions from the tribal members, or how will you go about that?
No, it'd probably be more of a conversation with the tribal elders, and because typically when we name something, Sally, we don't name it to get attention. We name it based on what it means to us as tribal people. So we have place names for the places and locations across our territory. Ker Dam's not any different from that. So the location where Ker Dam is isn't any different from that. So we will solicit that traditional place name from the elders' committees and then talk with the tribal council and have them make the final decision.
And I assume in September 2015, when it is absolutely official, that there will be a ceremony of some sort to honor what has been several decades long effort for the tribe to acquire the dam.
Yes, absolutely. We're planning a commemoration, which we anticipate will take place on Saturday, September 5th of 2015.
That will be an amazing day, won't it?
It absolutely will. well. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Well, I have been speaking with Brian Lipscomb, who's CEO of Energy Keepers, the tribal corporation that has been involved in the acquisition of Kerr Dam and will be operating the dam when it becomes officially under tribal ownership in September 2015. Brian, thank you so much for giving us an update on the acquisition. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Sally.